This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The city-state of Singapore is a trading hub of Southeast Asia, known both for its vibrant economy and also for its strict laws on social and political activity. One of those laws allows the government to detain citizens indefinitely without trial on subversion charges. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, some people who say they were abused because of that law are now doing what few have done before. They are speaking out.
Friends and supporters gathered in July to honor Singapore's second longest-serving political prisoner, the late Dr. Lim Hock Siew. Lim was remembered by fellow detainee Tan Kok Fang.
He shall live in our hearts forever as a giant of a man towering over those Lilliputians and bullies who sought to destroy him but failed. Thank you.
Lim and Tan were both arrested in the 1963 Operation Cold Store, a roundup of Socialist Opposition Party members 2 years before Singapore gained its independence from Great Britain. Lim was suspected of being a communist, but Singapore's Internal Security Act, or ISA, allows for indefinite detention without trial, so he was detained for 19 years without ever being accused of a crime. Tan says the ISA is one relic of the British colonial era that must be scrapped.
With ISA there, a lot of people would still be afraid to speak up. There is a very strong sort of a white terror atmosphere existing in Singapore, especially with the old man around.
That old man is Singapore's founding father, Lee Kuan Yew, on whose orders Lim remained locked up. After more than half a century at the apex of power, Lee resigned from the cabinet last year. This has emboldened his critics, including lawyer Teo So Lung. She was one of 16 people arrested in the 1987 Operation Spectrum, which targeted an alleged Marxist conspiracy. She has recently completed a memoir of her experiences, and she says she's prepared to face possible retribution.
To me, it was really nothing. You know, I can say my whole life is an open book. I didn't do anything subversive.
What she was really arrested for, she says, is angering then-Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew by affirming the local bar association's right to comment on politics, and for being one of a group of educated professionals who supported the opposition Workers' Party.
If all of us had gone into opposition politics, we may create some interest in the opposition and we may make trouble for them. So they nipped us in the butt. That's what they said.
Teo challenged her detention in 1989 and lost. An appeals court further ruled that Singapore's judiciary has no power to review the executive branch's use of the ISA. Singapore Management University political scientist Bridget Welsh says that recent challenges to the ISA are part of a historic shift to political pluralism in Singapore, driven by the rise of younger voters and internet media.
The more engaged liberal voters and liberal Singaporeans are taking to issues like the Internal Security Act. They're concerned about the rights of different communities across genders. They're concerned about free speech. And they're is a beginning of an expansion of civil society. Singapore is opening up and changing.
These trends were behind the opposition Workers' Party gains in the 2011 general election and in a local by-election in May. But the opposition won on bread-and-butter issues. Vincent Wijesingha, treasurer of the opposition Democrat Party of Singapore, says that to Singapore voters, civil liberties remain an esoteric topic. And opposition politicians, says Wijesingha, are still considered troublemakers, even by some friends who tell him,
"We appreciate what the SDP is doing, but I was afraid to add you as a friend on Facebook. The fact that you are employed by a government department, or you have a scholarship, or you have a flat or a government pension makes you susceptible to losing all those things because of support for the opposition."
Critics admit that Singapore has applied the ISA sparingly compared to neighboring Malaysia. In recent years, ISA arrests have been of suspected terrorists, not dissidents. Although, without a fair trial, critics point out, who's to say who's a terrorist or a dissident? Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.